But the knowing, learning, the seeing now, hearing now, does it help to have even less idea of the Lukas that thinks? I mean, just knowing the seeing, hearing.
Completely or temporarily?
I mean, just gradually, less and less idea of a self. Does
but
it help to understand
thinking.
Seeing?
Yes. Uh-huh. Until seeing is not me, not I, not anyone at all.
Because usually I've got this kind of thoughts that, oh, I must know the thinking to think less about myself.
All are thinking.
Thinking. Okay.
I was going to say, so when there's the idea of thinking about my doubt or I'm not sure of this or I wonder whether there's really a Lukas, what's the reality at that moment?
For sure they're thinking.
Thinking, right. So it's just a reality thinking. So actually the idea is thought about. It's just an idea. So it's just thinking. So just seeing about visible object and then just thinking can think about anything. So it's the same thinking about tree, thinking about book, thinking about Lukas. It's just the reality is just thinking at that moment, no matter what it thinks about.
Problem is also I cannot change that.
That's right. More people like the point.
So what is Dhamma?
It's anatta.
So no I who can change. Yeah.
So there's no I to do anything.
The problem is only the thinking that it's a problem. When there's understanding of thinking, then there's no problem about being able to change or not change or anything else.
That's true, but it seems that's at an intellectual level, that the experience is that we can talk about visible object as visible object and thinking about visible object, but presently it's hard to distinguish between where thinking ends and visible object begins.
But if there's, like now, after seeing, if there's thinking that, oh, I've got a problem because I can't change it or I can't arise it, at that moment, the reality is not I can change it or I can't do it. The reality is just thinking with doubt and dosa. So actually, when there is understanding, even if it's only right understanding at an intellectual level, at that moment of understanding, it's just a dharma, just a moments of thinking, following moments of seeing, then there's no problem at all at that moment.
No, not if there's understanding about what thinking is, but if there's not, all those other things flow from it, like it's a problem or there's
so
doubt or all of
why,
that.
That's why we're always told the problem is only the cittas with akusala, so the problems are the lobha, the dosa, and the moha, not the actual idea that's thought about.
But it's bound to be like that.
It
can't
be understanding all the time.
Actually, Lukas, when you say not about not being sure what is real, it reminded me that, as Ajahn often will speak about, you know, what is Dhamma? And yet you say something like that, and the question, what is real, is a very real question.
So what is real?
Sometimes it's a little bit clear what is real, but most of the time it's not very clear.
When it's not very clear what is real? Which is not very clear?
Thinking.
Thinking.
Thinking when it is not clear. There
but
must
everyone knows that what thinking is.
I thought I was quite clear about what thinking was. And yet there are moments when it's like, maybe it's not what I'm thinking about.
Do you mean that it's so slow to understand the truth of reality right now?
Yes.
And that's true?
Yes.
Yeah, it has to be like this. But be sure, what is real, and what is not real, is not real.
I think it's helpful too when, for example, when
Lucas says, oh, it really seems he sees Sarah, or that there is, I'm Lucas with this doubt or whatever. Well, what is seen through the eye or just visible object, what is heard is sound. So it's only what is thought about, just an idea.
So what can know in a day, how many moments of right understanding and moment with right understanding and awareness of a reality? See, it doesn't mean that this cannot be known, but by studying one knows what moments, moment without understanding of a reality. And some moments there are only intellectual understanding, but it's not the direct understanding of reality which appears. That's why we know different levels of understanding. It has to be intellectual understanding before direct experience of it. Without the intellectual understanding, how can there be moment of really understand directly that object which one studied before, learned before, for a long, long time? So there can be the moment of direct understanding and just intellectual understanding, or none at all in a day, by conditions. Like now, see, this moment, only Panya can know exactly, but when it's not Panya, it's gone, and it seems like there's no understanding of anything as it is at all, because of the rapidity of the succession of the arising and falling away. So how can there be a moment of understanding, just a characteristic of a reality, which is very precise, whether it's visible object right now or seeing? It's not just talk about visible object and seeing without awareness and understanding it. Little by little. Seeing a moment ago is not seeing now, see? So don't mind about the past at all. Even so, very shortly, but it's the past. What about now? Always, what about now? Is there seeing now? See again, start again, developing again, little by little. This is the only way to become detached from clinging to result, wanting just to know about reality without doubt or without thinking. Do you have to think that this is a glass? Not at all. Why? Because it's known after it's seen many, many times.
Sanya knows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't have to specify Sanya or anything because it doesn't appear. Otherwise, we get stuck again with the idea and thinking about realities. Only that which appears. mm-hmm. can be object of understanding.
Sometimes it seems to help to remember that Sanya knows that it's a glass. But I know you don't have to think it.
In what way it seems like it helps?
In contrast to, I think it's a glass.
At moment of seeing, can there be the idea of I see a glass?
No.
See?
But I think you think about that afterwards. Mm-hmm. There can be thinking about afterwards.
But what helps you? That it's not a glass? Or it's a glass?
Well, just... recognizing that it's Sanya. Wow. Without Sanya, there would be no conventional understanding that that's a glass.
Yeah, because we can tell, like, this is glass, this is not a glass, or...
Right.
This is Sanya that knows the glass.
Yeah, well, I'm not suggesting that we all go around saying it's Sanya that knows
the
glass.
Yeah, but I would like to know if this is a helpful research. Yeah.
Well, it occurred to me that it might be when somebody said it.
It's an explanation. Why, after seeing there is an mm-hmm. idea of glasses, we don't have to learn about glasses because we all know about glasses.
But it's a reminder. It's a reminder, I guess. No, I'm not suggesting that we all learn to walk around and say it's Sanya that remembers all this. You don't need to do that. It just does, and
it performs its function,
and it's a helpful reminder and. A little, maybe for a little more detachment.
We talked before about seeing different colors, but the different colors can be seen without thinking about them, because they are not all gray.
Or black, or
yeah,
white.
Right. Yeah,
that is thinking again.
It's thinking
because
again.
It's not the moment of developing the understanding, the true nature of that which is seen. That it is only a reality that can be seen. We don't have to call it gray, blue, or anything at all. Mm-hmm. Whatever is seen is a reality, which is not the seeing. So at that moment, no one at all, no arms, no legs, no head at all, only that which experiences.
Yeah.
Not me who sees.
I'm with Lucas about the doubt about this.
And who eradicate doubt.
Panya only.
Sotapanna.
Yeah.
Makka.
Yeah.
But if we just say, I think it's most helpful, just what is seen is just that which appears, just that which is seen. And as soon as there's an idea of its colours or this or that or small or large, or it's not understanding of what appears at all, then.
It doesn't mean so much to me, that just that which appears, I don't really know about it.
Because, you see, it's not that which is heard. See?
That
seeing
is right.
And hearing.
It's not
if
that
it's
which is
as
heard.
Short as no thinking about it, you can see the other moment, which is different from seeing. The seeing is just seeing visible object, or we don't have to say that it's visible object. A reality is seen, a reality is heard, a reality is touched.
Yeah.
When there's no thinking in between, that what is it, whether it's sanya, or whether it's pasa, or vitaka.
Yes. I understand that it is without thinking.
And I think that as soon as there's the thinking or trying to work out, well, is it this colour or one or many, or is it small or large, it's a hindrance to actually just understanding what appears then. So it's like a trap. So even at that moment, there can be understanding of thinking or doubt. But in order to understand what is seen as just that which is seen, then thinking about some details or how many colours or something, this just takes us further and further away from understanding, because it just leads to more doubt, not to more understanding.
Yeah. just a reality which is seen seems to me so much words, just words to me.
Even thinking what is seen, whether it's blue or black, see? Yes. That is not the understanding of visible object. Yes. Because it's clinging.
But I don't have to think it's blue or black, but it can be seen.
There is thinking.
Is it still
as
thinking?
It's seen. Mm-hmm. When there is no idea whether it's black or blue, it means that there is no attachment to that object in order to find out whether that object is blue or black. So it's just past. No, just understanding. No matter how many colors are there, when we think one at a time, this color or that color, just that which is seen. And one can see that it's moment of detachment, little by little, from not thinking much about it.
So, Ajahn, when there's knowing that it's red or blue, is already thinking.
No understanding of visible object at that moment.
Mm.
It's just that which appears and disappears because other object arises or appears.
Mm-hmm.
For example now, if there is the understanding of visible object which is different from sound, it shows that no thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there is always knowing whether it's black or blue or green. But I think what Ajahn's talking about is something that is not in that frame of reference. So it's not that the knowing the colour isn't there.
That's not the moment.
Right. Yeah, because there's always knowing the colour. I mean, that just happens automatically.
It's a bit like recognising the glass.
There's always knowing objects and people and things.
What colour is this?
Many colours.
What colour?
Many.
What? Yeah? Many? Or what?
Gray. Have to think. Have to think.
Just this. Yeah, what color?
Not one color.
No idea. See, we don't have to find out what color.
Yeah.
It's seen.
But it seems that the rupa which can be seen is the color. It's according to what I understood. From the 28, among the 28 rupas.
In order to get closer to the reality of that which is seen, no need to think whether it's rupa or only rupa which can be seen. But its nature is that. Like the nature of sound, that which can be heard.
I understand that point. I'm just wondering that at the very first moment when visible object...
Why do you think about first moment? No need. Thinking again, so keep on thinking of this and then thinking of that and then thinking of other things. It's only thinking. But when it's understanding, no matter it's first or second or third, it doesn't matter at all. It's gone. Only whatever appears can be object of understanding. For example, at this moment of seeing, only this can be object of understanding, not what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget that colour is just a word that's used to translate the term rupa, which, as far as I know, doesn't literally mean colour. I think rupa just means the visible object. It's the word used to denote the visible object. And in translation, looking for something other than visible object, the word colour or maybe light is sometimes used, or forms or something, but none of them really help to understand that what is being referred to is what is the object of seeing consciousness. At the moment, That is, what is there when there is seeing that isn't there when there's no seeing. It's a very difficult thing to...
What is there at moment when you're trying to understand visible objects?
Thinking a loba.
And...
Doubt.
And Jetana.
Jetana.
See, it's there. Try.
Try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here all the time.
So if it does not arise to be object of right understanding, you cannot understand that it is Jetana.
Yeah.
So when is the other reality at that moment, there can be the understanding of that reality as different ones.
Mm-hmm.
So no intention at all just to do this or that. It depends on reality itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And by studying, one knows that Jetana is not the Eightfold Path at all. So Panya can see that it's useless. Otherwise, there must be the Jetana trying again and again, not letting go.
It's just the same if we would give the example of sound. Sound is just that which is heard, and as soon as there's thinking about different pitches or tones or qualities, then it's not the understanding of just that which is heard at that moment. So it's just the same when one's thinking about different colours or big or small or something.
Yeah, not big or small, because I was a little bit...
I just mentioned that because that came out the other day. Someone was talking about the small visible object that appears or something.
In other words, it's the development of... developing the detachment from clinging by way of... intending to have such and such understanding or trying to pinpoint whether what color is there, something like that. And it proves the development of understanding, less clinging and less clinging to whatever appears.
It's also, I wonder, because it does seem to me that there is awareness of colors before shape and form and what is that. It's just an idea like that.
That which is seen,
mm-hmm.
completely gone. Oh, that which appears.
Mm-hmm.
Already thinking about it.
Not now.
It's like learning to become detached with right understanding. Not just I try to let go.
Which means color.
Does it matter? Whether it's vana or nipara or visible object or a Pali word?
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
What about learning a lot about different terms, different words, not understanding whatever appears? Nipara, one no, not understanding visible object right now. And at moment of understanding, no thinking about word at all.
Yes, one can see that it really is the path of detachment, and how at each moment when clinging arises, it gets in the way of the up detachment with understanding.
It's interesting, though, that they seem, detachment and understanding seem to be dependent upon each other, like mutually interdependent, that you cannot have one without the other. Mm-hmm. And in talking about developing understanding, it seems as if there's the trying to understand what comes first.
So what comes first?
I think that's the it seems like it's a mystery almost.
Well, I think it has to be understanding, because if there isn't understanding, then the attachment will be taken for being detachment. Like, for the example of trying to work out what visible object is, it's understanding which will understand that it's not detachment at that moment. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why understanding is always the forerunner. And when understanding develops, detachment develops with it.
It's like asking a question, what chicken and egg? What was the first?
Yes, that's right.
So I'm inclined then to leave it, because we learn that we have to consider it, but as soon as as soon as there is considering, there is already a trying, so better not think at all about it. Or leave it, just leave it.
Right. Unless it's considering with banya.
I don't know.
That's the big...
Usually the thinking, everything follows. If this is true, that we can change
or do better, because it's like thinking follows afterwards, so it's like
a
race.
It's too difficult for me.
But it seems like it's always... my thinking or my understanding or too easy or difficult, but actually if there are conditions for considering, there's going to be considering, and if conditions for considering wisely, there'll be conditions for considering wisely or unwisely. So actually it's just more dharmas. We can't say, well, I'm not going to think, because it just depends on conditions, what what would arise.
I'm too inclined to do that.
When there's no understanding the moment with awareness, then it's I who is trying. So the first step, after intellectual understanding develops on and on, it conditions a moment of, we don't have to say awareness, but a characteristic appears more than usual. Whether you use clear or it's not as clear yet, but it does not appear as usual, just a little bit, because at that moment awareness is aware. For example, hardness appear in a day, uncountable moment, but it does not appear as a reality. But at moment when it appears as a reality, like hardness at that moment, and the understanding begins to see the difference, that it's different from other moments. But banya is so weak that it cannot become detached from taking it for something instantly, but begin to see that at that moment there is no other object at all. So it depends on right awareness, which is aware, to see that there is nothing but that object. And banya begins to develop. In any time, there must be no self who experiences anything, because it's only awareness at that moment which is aware. So the object appears just a little bit different from usual. For Panya to begin to understand that.
Said there is no other object appearing. You mean only that one object that
at
appears?
At moment of awareness, it begins to be aware of a characteristic. So Panya develops so that it can see that there is nothing But that it means that Panya begins to understand better and better that what that characteristic is. We don't have to name it or call it, but it's just a reality.